Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christy McVeigh bringing us back from Fleetwood Mac, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We like it when you go there, and I think you'll like it when you get there. If you're on your smartphone, it'll convert right over to our mobile site, which if you'd like to see what that looks like, I'd like to recommend that you use our site as a way of seeing what yours should look like in terms of converting, you know, from your regular website over to a mobile site. Just see how we do it. You don't have to love mine. Just see how we do it. And so check all that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can do that on both sites. And take the poll question. And got a video up there, brand new video up, and lots of other stuff there that we update every single day, including the suite that we've created for our good friend Ed Abel, the founder of Abel Business Institute, the author of Roadmap to Success. Ed and I are talking about the customer acquisition cycle. Or should I say it this way, Ed, the business acquisition cycle by the customer. How about that?
I love it.
We used to talk about that a lot, Ed, when I was in sales organizations. We talked about the selling cycle of a business of a customer.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm looking for new socks, Ed, the selling cycle is about 30 seconds, right? I know what I like. I know what color I want. I walk into JCPenney's and I buy them, right? So the selling cycle.
There's one piece right before that, which is I know I need socks, but until I go to the store to get the socks.
Right.
And that piece of time is critical for marketing.
That's where the marketing comes in, doesn't it?
Yes. You might normally go to JCPenney's. But if I was able to give you a coupon in between that for you to try them at Macy's, you might go over to Macy's.
So you're saying that whenever I pull my sock on and the toe comes out and I pull the sock all the way up to my knee because the toe ripped out, at that point there should be an ad somewhere, some kind of marketing message for me from JCPenney's to say, isn't it time to buy some new socks?
Exactly, because right at that point you know you need it.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not sitting there saying, oh, should I get new socks or not?
Yeah.
It's, I know I need it. It's, when am I going to go and get it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, you know, this whole idea of how many touches it takes for someone to ultimately buy from you.
And the beautiful part about this thing that we're talking about right now, Ed, as we've talked about many times on the show, is in the old days, you had to spend money every single time you wanted to get close to that person. Now, if JCPenney's were smart, for example, they would know I buy my socks there. They would have my email address. And about every month, once every 30 days, they'd be sending me an offer to buy socks.
Well, if I was advising JCPenney's, I would actually take it a little deeper. You bought socks. You don't buy socks every 30 days.
Right.
But instead what I would do is figure out that the average person buys socks, let's say, twice a year, and at the fourth month I would be trying to sell you socks,
right.
But at that second month I would be trying to sell you something else,
mm-hmm.
so that you're constantly refreshed versus me saying sock,
right.
Sock, delete.
No, you're right. But I guess the point I was just trying to make is you can stay in front of people. Small business owners can stay in front of your customers even when they're not buying, with a message, with an email message, for example, and it costs very, very little.
That's absolutely.
It will
right.
not burst your budget to do this marketing, and that's what we're talking about. You're saying, and see, I mean, how many years, Ed, have I been saying, when customers come in, ask them for their contact information, ask for
Absolutely.
Permission to send them something, get their email, get their cell numbers, ask them, I promise you I won't abuse it, but can I please, or I won't let anybody else have this, but can I please contact you and let you know about what we've got going on? Most, I promise you, 8 out of 10 people will be glad to give it to you.
Absolutely. But more than that at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe so.
I think years ago it was, you know, like that. Today it's common way
yep.
business is now
yep.
done.
So what are some other ways to stay in front of folks?
Well, you know, again, it comes back to understanding your market because, excuse me, when we talk about staying in front of people, you also don't want to get annoying. And so sometimes it's email marketing, but sometimes it's knowing where your people, your client base, or your target market mm-hmm. hangs out and make sure that you're there, whether it's, you know, speaking publicly or having a booth, having a table. Again, it's that repetitive awareness mm-hmm. that you have to figure out where your people are. You know, it's not just in the email box. Maybe it's snail mail again, a resurgence.
So you're
of
talking about you know, really a multifaceted marketing campaign or strategy, I should say, which is where some of it you spend money on, like a wonderful radio ad, right, Ed? You have to have the wonderful
exactly.
radio ads, like a radio ad, or maybe something on cable TV, maybe something on in a magazine, a local magazine, or something like that.
Well, you know, again, it's having this plan and having a budget. Again,
yep.
this comes back to, for every different business owner, they have different, in their mind, priorities
right.
and things that they need to accomplish, and we have to really look at this to decide where are you going to put some money, because it's almost like one of those dichotomies. You don't want to put, you never want to spend all the money,
right.
but yet if you don't put enough money in,
right.
you're never going to build your
business. You have to budget for it. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.